collective invention. This is the first painting that I ever had. Well, I had a very, very incredible experience with this painting. I looked at it years before I wrote this poem, and it was during a time when I was very inarticulate. You get into those places where they're usually dark places where you're trying to deal with stuff in your life that's difficult, and it's just very, very hard to write about. But this painting seemed to speak very, very deeply to me, and I somehow went inside that painting, and I don't know how long I was there. But when I came out, I had been there, and I wrote this poem about 3 years after that, Collective Invention. The picture in this case is a picture, very simple, of an opposite of a mermaid, a female, let's see, how's it go? Yeah. A fish top and a female lower torso lying on sand with waves coming up. Just very simple. Of the marigolds, a blue vinyl suitcase of crud all over the stove he left shiniest. Two to bring light to. Yes, a shelf in reach where the little both of them could begin, could make his clean start as fresh as watermelon slice. Oh, where was her life? In him, his tiny mysteries, her laughing sound, a light in his throat. Oh, what was a mother to do being her, and suddenly it's now. When she went away, there was this big boy who pushed him. When she went away, they pushed him in the puddle. He was running home, and she wasn't there, but trying somewhere else to find out who and where was she. Was she not the neat and tidy? Did she not see her seducers in a line and shaking their fingers and showing, be here, be here? In her mind, was it, she lay at the edge of the waters, at the edge of the waters? Was it sand there? Was her fish skin bare? All she knows is it scratches, and when the waves collapse in inches, she cannot swim, for her finny body's half-human. One day she's plunk on the shore and her image comes to her in a picture as though holding a mirror of blue paint. Just a whiff of horizon and the little waves creeping and folding. And there it is, no way of turning her back now. Her thighs, knees, softest whirring of crotch hair and all the color of how she ought to be. But suddenly those fins and the beginning of silver, slippery, fish lady lying. No arms, no woman swimming, but a face cut deep with gills, and the sad eyes panting, and the absolute quiet of something about to arrive.